At Fort Snelling in St. Paul, I'm Ryan Dawes. On this quiet summer evening, Joseph McGill has traveled from South Carolina to sleep in a former Army outpost overlooking the confluence of the Mississippi and Minnesota rivers.
Now, it's a very simple act. Sleeping is very simple. Anybody could do that. But sleeping in one of these spaces is where the curiosity is garnered.
McGill is the founder of the Slave Dwelling Project. He travels the U.S. to pay notice to places where enslaved people once lived. And he stays the night. One night it could be an attic in New England. Another night, a kitchen in Arkansas. Comfort, as you can imagine, is not a common quality in these spaces.
I've seen some with dirt floors. I'm glad there's not a dirt floor in here. Dirt floors scare me the most. Because, you know, I've stayed in over 110 slave dwellings. And there are all kinds of extremes.
McGill says that experiencing these extremes is not an effort to commune with enslaved people.
I don't want to do that because again, they lived the life no one should have lived. I don't need them repeating that to me. I don't want them repeating that to me. It'll piss me off. And I cannot carry on with this in that frame of mind. And if I did that, then when I'm talking to the stewards of these places, they'll see that. They'll see all through it that I'm an angry black man. And they're not going to invite an angry black man to their property to come in and talk badly about them or talking about reparations and you owe us and this, that, and the other. And, you know, to communicate with the ancestors, if that is indeed possible, would take me to that place, a place that I don't want to be.
Instead, it's all about awareness.
And a lot of times until I sleep in these places, people had no idea that slavery existed in some of these places. Or they knew that it existed. They know it existed, but they don't want to go there with that subject matter.
Which brings McGill to Minnesota.
Well, Fort Snelling is ground zero for slavery in Minnesota.
Mary Chalman is a program developer with the Minnesota Historical Society.
The Army established Fort Snelling here in 1819. Construction began of the fort in 1820.
The same year the Missouri Compromise passed, supposedly banning slavery in the North. But
basically, from the beginning, people started bringing enslaved people up into this region.
Officers stationed at Fort Snelling were given a stipend to employ a servant.
However, rather than employ someone, they would purchase enslaved people, and then they would pocket that money, that stipend.
Black people enslaved by white officers at Fort Snelling had to cook, clean, and perform other menial tasks.
Even though slavery was illegal in this region, the federal government and the Army did know that it was happening here and did nothing to enforce that.
From 1836 to 1840, an Army doctor named John Emerson forced a black man named Dred Scott to cook and clean for him at the fort. Scott would later claim his time in free territories like Minnesota and free states like Illinois should negate Emerson's ownership of him, so he sued for his freedom. But in 1857, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against Scott, saying he had no claim to citizenship in America. Now, roughly 178 years later, in the same space Scott and his wife Harriet lived and worked, Joseph McGill will spend the night in a sleeping bag. The room has stone walls and an enormous fireplace where the Scotts would have cooked for their owner, who lived just upstairs. It's stuffy and kind of buggy. Gaps in the dusty floor planks reveal the ground below. Even with the door shut, mosquitoes still buzz around. This sweaty room is where McGill wants to leverage your curiosity and confront the complexity of our state's history.
This is Fort Snelling. This also ties Minnesota to that institution of slavery. You know, that thing that we try to deny, especially if you're not a southern state, you try to distance yourself from that institution of slavery. But we can't. The footprints all over this place of enslaved people. You know, the Scots were not the only ones enslaved here. You know, that's a little known fact.
Little known until now. Minnesota Historical Society research notes that in the 1820s, 30s, and 40s, anywhere from 15 to 30 enslaved people were working at Fort Snelling every day and every night. For KFAI, I'm Ryan Dawes in St. Paul.